Blog Talk Radio. Lessons 1 through 5 are available on Amazon.com. Lesson 6 will be out next. next week on Amazon.com. Again, this week we're going over Jehovah Jireh, but the lesson series is called Who is God? And we've gone over Jehovah Elohim, Jehovah Elyon, Jehovah Rafi, and Jehovah Nisi, and Who is God? I am that I am. So you can go to Amazon.com and get those books. Also, if you would like to follow me on Facebook, please follow me under K.L. Rich Ministries. Again, that's K.L. Rich Ministries on Facebook, where I keep you updated with the latest news that you can use as it relates to the Bible and times. And also, you can subscribe to me on YouTube under Evangelist K.L. Rich. Now, I do plan on coming back to you live on YouTube, so bear with me, and you will be able to see me in front of the camera prayerfully real soon. Now, we are asking for sponsors for this radio show so we can continue having it for longer than an hour, okay? We only get 30 minutes right now, but I'm praying that some sponsors will come in, and if you would like to donate so that we can increase the time of this show, because we bring you so much news and we have such a small amount of time. 30 minutes is not enough time. And so if you would like to donate to the cause of this ministry, again, you can do so at www.it-isfinishedwithaned.com. We're not trying to get fancy cars, homes, and all that kind of stuff. We're just asking for those who would like to contribute to the cause of this ministry to do so, so that we can extend the time that we have on Blog Talk Radio, help with the website and other ministry things that we're trying to do, such as give away free Bibles and all that. All right, we have a ton of headlines to go over. Again, we don't have that much time, so let's get right into it. Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel, voices support for gay rights on Knesset LGBT Day. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu showed his support on the Knesset first designated LGBT Rights Day on Tuesday. Netanyahu rarely appears in the legislature on Tuesdays, a day on which it usually does not hold important votes, but he arrived specifically to participate in LGBT Rights Day, during which discussion of the topic were held in plenum and the committee. Okay, let me just say something right there. Because we've talked about Obama with his endorsement of LGBT, and it is not of God, and I'm going to say the same thing applies for Netanyahu. God has no respect for person. If it's wrong for Obama, it is wrong for Prime Minister Netanyahu. Israel knows better. Israel knows the history of Sodom and Gomorrah. Israel knows that this is detestable to God. So for them to be parading around with LGBT on the streets of Jerusalem, which they did not too long ago, and parading around in Israel like this is an abomination before the Lord. And so Netanyahu should know better. Shame on Israel. However, God has no respect for persons. So just like he's going to deal with the United States on that, he's also going to deal with Israel on that too. Yes, you know, God, we are supposed to pray for the peace of Israel. However, at the same time, that God does not endorse sin. So where it's wrong for one, it's wrong for the other. Moving on. NASA finally bows down to the name of Jesus after censorship. In June 2015, members of Johnson Space Center's Praise and Worship Club said attorneys for NASA legal department told them that they cannot use the name of Jesus in announcements appearing in the space agency's newsletters. The club's leadership was also told that NASA will be censoring all future club announcements that featured the name Jesus. Consequently, until the AFA action alert in February 2016, the name Jesus was conspicuously absent from the Johnson Space Center newsletters containing announcements from the Praise and Worship Club. However, since that time, there was a lot of flack about it, and since that time, they did not exclude the name of Jesus in the next issue that came after that. Now, the thing is, people may not want to recognize Jesus right now, but the Bible lets us know that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. And so they can go around right now, and we don't want Jesus in this, and we don't want Jesus in that, and we don't want you to pray in the name of Jesus, and we don't want Jesus in our brochures and our announcements. Okay, that's all fine and dandy. Enjoy it now, because every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. Moving on, refugee crisis. France clears part of Calais jungle. French police fire tear gas canisters at protesters as demolition workers pull down shacks in makeshift refugee camp. Clashes have erupted between the French riot police and refugees and migrants as authorities began destroying makeshift shelters in the makeshift camp on the edge of Calais, known as the jungle. Okay, so what is going on? French police is going bulldozing, tearing down these refugee camps. And can you say that it needs to be done everywhere? See, the problem is that there never would have been a migrant crisis if it hadn't been orchestrated by who? The West, okay? The West goes in, tear up countries like Libya when Gaddafi was in and all these other countries, they tear them up, and then now you got this crisis that they purposely created. Why? So that they can tear up the sovereignty of the nations. They want these Western nations to become an Islamic state. Why? Because they think they can control Islam. You cannot control a religion of demons. You cannot control the devil, okay? So they think, oh, well, we're going to let all these migrants come in and it's going to restructure the United States, and we're going to bring down, see, the United States has to fall for the rise of the beast system, all right? So what we're seeing right now in politics, if you've been paying attention, people are like, oh, well, Trump had a big win, Hillary had a big win. Let me tell you something. If you have your faith in the Democrats or the Republicans, you're foolish, okay? Not one of them is able to turn this country around. While Donald Trump is saying, let's make it great again, America will never be great again. Hillary Clinton had the nerve to say, oh, well, we don't have to make it great again because America's already great. America is in a cesspool of filth. That's it. It's not great. There's nothing great anymore about this country. When this country has turned her back onto God, we have fallen from the heights of where we used to be. It's just like when God, when he turned Nebuchadnezzar into a beast. He lured him, he humbled him, and he did not restore him until he recognized the God of heaven. And that's exactly what's happening to the United States. The United States was once this statue of gold, and now it's crumbling down, and now you got Trump saying it's going to be great again, and Hillary saying it's already great. Well, both of them are wrong. The United States will not be great again, and Hillary is not great right now. Both of them are in a land of delusion. Now, someone asked me, who am I endorsing? I mean, I'm not endorsing nobody, okay? There's not one of them that should be endorsed according to what I believe in. You have Bernie Socialist Sanders, who wants to redistribute the wealth. You have Hillary murder, crook, email, Benghazi. Come on now, how's she even still running for presidency? I don't know. Well, actually, I do, because you got a bunch of crooks in government, and therefore you got more crooks running for office. Then you have your Ted Cruz. I don't like what he did to Ben Carson, lying. Okay, you'll lie about that. You'll lie about other things. And then you have Donald Trump. Donald Trump, he claims to be a Christian. No, he's not, okay? Anybody who is into the, Miss America pageants, where you're displaying lust, you got casinos. Donald Trump has not claimed Christianity. Actually, I was listening to a clip the other day. I believe it was on Open Your Eyes People with Anita Frances, and she was playing this clip where Donald Trump, someone asked him, have you confessed your sins to God? And he went all around, no, it's a simple question. How you confess your sins to God? No, you don't have to tell me, but God knows, okay? Then you have Marco Rubio, who's been said to have had some homosexual tuition brothels going on or whatever. So, you know, let me just say this. If you got your faith in a politician, you're a fool, okay? The Democrats and the Republicans are the same, just two heads from the same snake. There is no difference. And as soon as people realize that they already know who they're going to put in office, who am I talking about? I'm talking about your global leaders. They give you they give you the persona that when you go on the vote, it actually does count, and it actually doesn't, because they already know who they're going to put in office anyway. But you know what? That's another story. Moving on, U.S. war citizens to evacuate Iraq in Mosul Dam burst. Okay, a warning is issued after Iraqi officials play down risk of a dam collapse, which the U.S. says could cause deadly flooding. Okay, there's a dam in Mosul in Iraq. They're saying that if it bursts, it could cause flooding. Why would this dam burst? Well, somebody could do a nuke it. Somebody can make the dam burst. Okay, if you want to, you got all these countries over there in Syria, and everybody's gearing up for war. Everybody's ready for war. We're going to have World War III before you know it. And so they're saying, oh, the dam collapsed. No, somebody's going to make it collapse. Somebody's going to make it burst, actually. I'm not collapse, burst. And so, therefore, it can kill lots and lots of people. And so, therefore, they're just telling the U.S. citizens, get out. It's going to happen. Get out. Get out now. All right, moving on. World War III, fighters from Turkey are pouring into Syria and attacking targets despite the ceasefire. As we know, there's supposed to be a ceasefire in Syria. Yeah, how's that working? Turkish military units continue to mass along the border, and militants are pouring across the border to attack targets in northern Syria. The prime minister of Turkey is now openly admitting that his government is supporting the militants that are trying to overthrow the Syrian government. And the Turkish government has also made it abundantly clear that they have no plans to stop shelling the Kurds on the other side of the border. So despite the ceasefire, the truth is that the threat of World War III breaking out in the Middle East is greater than ever. Now, I told you last week, when they're talking about peace, there's going to be sudden destruction. So I told you last week they were talking about ceasefire. And I told you, hey, how long is that going to last? Okay, that's not going to last. You know, when they talk about peace, you can be sure there is not going to be no peace. How do we know that? Because the Bible lets us know. When they say peace, sudden destruction. Saudi Arabia is advancing to war, what we just got through talking about. Saudi Arabia's recent actions have caused a great deal of anxiety within its region. On February 4th, a military spokesman suggested that Saudi Arabia was ready to send ground troops to fight ISIS in Syria. A week later, Saudi Arabia announced that it was sending combatant aircraft and soldiers to Turkey to participate in the U.S.-led coalition against ISIS. Actually, it's no U.S.-led coalition against ISIS. Who is doing the leading against ISIS? Russia is doing the leading against ISIS. The United States is the one that created the monsters, and they're the ones that's funding them, along with Turkey buying oil off the black market, which also funds ISIS, okay? The United States know, and Russia brought this out. Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia, brought it out that was all being sold on the black market by ISIS to Turkey. Turkey is also a NATO member. NATO knows this is going on. The United States is part of NATO. No one has said anything against Turkey doing this. Why? Because they all got their hands dirty. You scratch my back, I scratch your back. I got dirt in my nails, you got dirt in your nails. Whoop-de-doo. We're one big, dirty, happy family. Come on now. This is what's going on. Moving on. Texas bakers receive death threats for offering referral rather than cake for gay wedding. A Christian-identifying couple in Texas is receiving death threats after offering a referral to two homosexual men rather than being involved with their same-sex ceremony by making the cake for the reception. According to reports, Ben Valencia and Louis Mimojo went to a Kern's bakery in Longview earlier this month with a photograph of what they wanted their cake to look like. We just went in to get a quote, said Valencia told the Longview News Journal, explaining that he and his partner, had talked with co-owner Eddie DeLorme for some time without issue. Then she asked, who's the cake for? And they looked at each other. So basically, let me sum this article up. So you have some Texas bakers who are Christians, and this gay male couple came in, and they showed them a cake that they want for their so-called wedding. The bakers gave them two referrals instead of offering to make the cake because it goes against their Christian beliefs. They are Baptists, and so therefore they did not make the cake for them. All right, so again, here we go. Again, with this LGBT, the demonic agenda that's trying to force their beliefs on the Christians. Okay, next article, could Christians be fooled by the Antichrist if he ran for office in the United States? In his second letter to Thessalonians, Paul teaches that the day before the Lord, the man of lawlessness, the son of destruction, will be revealed. This coming world ruler, the Antichrist, will attract followers from all over the world with his magnetic personality. He will be a financial and political genius. In Daniel 7, he is referred to as the man of sin, the little horn. Daniel wrote, "This horn possessed eyes like the eyes of a man and a mouth uttering great boasts." He will be boastful and egotistical and megalomaniac in his quest for world power. He will come preaching peace, but Daniel says through peace he will destroy many. Okay, as we know, the Antichrist is coming to the scene. Some believe it's Obama. I don't know. I'm not going to say it's Obama, but I will say that Obama has some Antichrist tendencies, and everything he stands for is Antichrist. Okay, our time is winding down. 13 bald eagles found dead on the Maryland Forum. 13 bald eagles were found dead at Maryland area forum over the weekend, and the federal authorities are currently investigating and offering a reward for any information. Okay, so you have 13 bald eagles that was found dead in Maryland. They don't know why they're dead. They just were found dead on this forum. Okay, 13 bald eagles. As we know, the eagle is a symbol of the United States. Okay, these eagles were found dead. Could it be that these 13 eagles represent the United States? And also, if you recall in your American history class, that there were 13 colonies. So does these 13 eagles represent the 13 colonies of the now going to be soon dead United States of America? We will see. Reverend Graham says, "I won't be buying any Girl Scout cookies this year." I'm not going to read this article, but this article is letting us know that Girl Scout supports abortion and they support LGBT rights. If you have your girls in Girl Scouts, they're recommending that you find some other organization to have them belong to. I used to buy Girl Scout cookies. I will no longer support the Girl Scouts because I'm not for abortion and I am not for homosexual marriage. All right, we have the EPA is directly responsible for mass bee die-offs. We have bees that are dying. 40% of our bees have died. This is from naturalnews.com. They says the EPA is covering up. That's the Environmental Protection Agency. Why are they covering up? Because it's related to pesticides. And as we know, Monsanto, I'm not saying Monsanto is the one that did this particular one, but Monsanto produces herbicides and a lot of pesticides that are being found in food and is responsible for killing people. All right, we're going to go to the Word of God because our time is winding down. And I wanted to go to Matthew chapter 9 and verse 35, starting at verse 35, because it's talking about the harvest. And there is a harvest that's coming. There are some things that's going to be taking place in the United States of America that's going to bring the United States to its knees. But see, whenever God brings a nation to its knees, it's not just to bring the nation to its knees, it's to bring the nation to repentance. And in Matthew chapter 9, verse 35, it reads, "Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, 'The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field.'" And so Jesus was letting us know that there are many people out here in the harvest. There's a harvest to be brought in. As you know, as you may know, whenever you have a farmer who plants a farm, that farmer is, you know, waiting for the crops to grow. And then when the crops have grown, the season is full, when the fall hits and they're ripe and it's time to bring them in. If you let them stay out there, they're going to die, okay? But you got to bring them in. You got to go. If you plant tomatoes, you got to get the tomatoes before they rot. If you plant, whether it's greens, okra, squash, whatever it is, you got to bring those plants in, because if you don't get the food off of them, then they're going to rot and they're not going to be any good. And so, therefore, there's a harvest that's coming. There's a harvest that's here. There's a harvest is going to be coming even more as things take place in the earth. And so God needs some harvesters. He needs some people that's going to go out and be the ones to go get them. Now, a lot of pastors pastors are waiting for the harvest to come to them. Nowhere in the Bible does it say that the harvest comes to you where you're supposed to be the one to go out and get them. We have a lot of pastors who are wanting the sheep to come to them when you're supposed to be the shepherd and you're supposed to go get the sheep. You're supposed to go get the lost sheep. You're supposed to get in the pen with the sheep. If you're trying to shepherd outside the gate, then you're not properly shepherded. When Samuel was trying to find a replacement for Saul, because God had rejected Saul because of his disobedience, Samuel had to ask Jesse, is these all your sons? And Jesse let him know, no, there's one more. He's out in the shepherd field. David was in the pen with the sheep, out there getting dirty. And you have a lot of leaders that don't want to get dirty. But God is calling for us to go get his harvest, to go get them out there in the marketplace, in the street place, on the bus stop, in the stores, on your liquor corners. And God is calling us to go get them, because many of them are not going to come to you, so therefore you got to go to them. When Jesus was here and the apostles, after they had received the anointing, when they had received the Holy Spirit, and they were able to speak in different tongues and the tongues of different people in different nations, they had to go out. They couldn't just stay at the synagogue in their local area. They had to go. Jesus told them to go out into all the world and teach the gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so they had to go out and make disciples of men. And so it is our job to go out. See, so many people get caught up in the building. We are the church, not the building. We are the church. It's the church that Jesus is coming after. He's not coming after a building. Okay, Jesus let the disciples know that the temple during that day was going to be destroyed. They were marveled at how beautiful the temple was, and Jesus told them that there was not going to be a stone left, and he was right. To this day, right now, they're trying to rebuild the temple. Okay, that second temple was destroyed. The first temple was destroyed. The second temple was destroyed. Okay, and so right now, the Jews are trying to build a third temple. But the Bible lets us know that we are the body of Christ. You know, our temple is that of the Holy Spirit. We have to watch what we do with our temple. Jesus is coming after us, not after a building that's made by man, okay? All these things are going to be destroyed, and the Bible lets us know that God is going to build, he's going to create a new heaven and a new earth, and all things are going to be passed away. So while you got so many pastors into, I'm going to have a mega church this, a mega building that, I'm going to have my cast stage, and I'm going to have my theater seats and the best bands and stuff. We're supposed to be out in the marketplace trying to win souls for the kingdom. It doesn't matter if it's at a house. It doesn't matter. See, don't get caught up in going to a building. And I was just talking to a pastor the other day, and we were talking about that. And later on, I'm going to give you some news about what I'm going to be doing in a little bit. I'm not going to do it today. But the thing is that so many people get caught up in the building, and you forget that if this building was to crumble right now, whatever building, whatever church you're going to, if that church closed in doors, would you still be able to stand? See, it's about you as the church. God is wanting you to be his church, not a building. You. The building is just a place where you congregate. You can congregate at a park. You can congregate in your house. You can congregate, I don't care, at McDonald's. He is after you. And so things are going to happen in the earth where you may not be able to congregate at a building. Okay? But you have to remember the Bible says where two or three are gathered together, so is he in the midst. So we're supposed to evangelize. We got to go win the lost and tell them about Jesus and tell them that Jesus saves and the grace of God that he has showed on us, and we're to show on others, to show to others, because the first Jesus that many people see is the Jesus that's in you. If you have not accepted Jesus into your heart today, I ask that you say this prayer with me. Lord, I'm a sinner. Have mercy on me. Create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. I accept Jesus into my heart today. Fill me, cleanse me, make me anew. I accept you, Lord, as the Son of the living God. Have mercy on me. And if you said that prayer, then welcome to the body of Christ. God loves you. He cares for you. He sent his son down here to die for you. And all you have to do is accept the free gift of salvation. It's free. Jesus paid it all. You don't have to pay anything. He took your debt and wiped it clean. Why? Because he loves you, and he did it through his blood. God bless you. We will be back on Thursday tomorrow for more news that you can use as it relates to the Bible and end times. This is It Is Finished with your host, Evangelist K.O. Rich. God bless you. Until next time.